Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Our August heat wave continues, and today and tomorrow, I think we'll be in the upper 90s. The thing is, the humidity levels have dropped off just a little bit from what they were earlier this week. That's good news. Sunshine dominates both days. We should be dry. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. Then on Sunday, the higher humidity levels, the really oppressive stuff, returns again. High temperature in the middle 90s, scattered random afternoon and evening storms around, and by Monday, they'll be back in generous supply. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting near Alabama State University. Police say two people are dead and three others are injured. Police have not made any arrests. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. Prattville police are investigating a shooting at Newton Park Thursday morning. Police say two people went to the hospital with serious injuries. Police haven't said what led up to the shooting. Right now, no arrests have been made. And Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, opened its doors for the first time last night. The school had a ribbon-cutting ceremony and open house for students and parents. Lead Academy is the fourth charter school in Alabama. Right now, 360 students are enrolled. Monday is their first day of school. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones, or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me. Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down, take a sip with it. And lean back, put your hips in.
If nobody has seen the Autauga County Sheriff Deputy
to the left, love it,
doing the get up song.
That made my heart so happy. Now
take it was the greatest thing I've seen in quite a while. Put it on your side. I'm going to try to go back and find it and find the guy's name, but I don't know how to get there.
I think it's Steve. Hold on, because you...
Deputy Steve?
Because you tagged us in it, yeah. Steve Adams, maybe? Does
Steve Adams? That sounds very right.
Does that sound right?
Sheriff Sedinger up there, you have a great deputy named Steve Adams, if that's his name. And I'm just telling you right now, that made me so happy. It was fun-loving, uplifting. I don't know if you guys had an opportunity to see it. It had been seen like 40-something thousand times on Facebook.
Yeah, and if you're one of those people who commented on that video and said something to the effect of, you know, WTF, go away.
Go away, because it was awesome.
Go away.
It was totally awesome. I can't find it.
Sorry you hate life.
Yeah,
let yourself have some fun.
Well, people love to hate.
People love to trash anything that's like good in the world.
I can't find it anyway.
I will find it again and confirm.
Yeah, I wanted to have the guy on air, but then I figured he's probably out fighting crime.
Was he Batman?
real life superhero.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's dancing to the Get Up song, and he's a sheriff's deputy. So he obviously has hobbies.
Either that or he's Batman.
He could be Batman.
Either
I'm
or.
Batman.
Our number 272-9228, it is Squad Hour, the third hour of the Friday program, 11 o'clock. This is where we lighten up a little bit. We've had a serious week, particularly had a serious Friday so far. Holy mackerel, talking about dead people all morning.
Missed that.
Yeah.
It's been a morbid Friday.
It was heavy. A seven-year-old got shot and killed.
Oh, yes, I did see you post that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It was Steve Adams, by the way. I was right.
Steve Adams. Mm-hmm.
Steve
Ladies and gentlemen.
Steve Adams.
Deputy Steve Adams up there is so good for the community. Everybody needs people like that. So if you see Deputy Steve Adams out and about on work, don't give him a hard time. Guy's out there just trying to get up.
Hey, you got to cut up and have fun, man. Even if you have a serious job, there's nothing wrong with having a good time.
He was good, too. Did you see him? He's one of those guys that goes and does the line dancing.
100%.
Absolutely.
He was so confident.
That looked like the line dance version.
He was so confident he wore white shoes. Because when you're moving your feet and someone's watching your feet move, you notice, like, college bands, a lot of times they'll wear white pants and white shoes because you can't see when they're off as much.
Right. Oh, that's very interesting.
A very confident band will wear blue pants and white shoes because you can see that each step, and you will know if they're out of step.
That's why our basketball team, when I was in high school, we wore black shoes.
Clay,
seriously,
Clay, what are you doing?
I'm trying to be Dabe.
You can't be Dabe.
It's very hard to be Dabe. Dabe.
You have a very different look going on.
Sunglasses
right now.
Fly, correct. Cool.
Mine, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, Dabe's, yes.
The silver mid-90s Oakley's from the gas station, you know, maybe not.
Christy, you know these glasses are
fine. Stop it. I am not having this conversation with you every single Friday.
She loves that word.
Also, fire.
You should play...
Don't cheese on the word fire. I said fire at lunch yesterday, and everybody's like, why wouldn't you say fire? What's fire mean?
Oh.
Talk.
Hey,
what?
Clay, they're
having
their own private conversation.
I have brought in something. I don't know when Baron wants to do this, but I have brought in a gift. You know, your birthday was last Friday.
It was.
You know, surprises are like on the day and presents are on the day. The greatest surprise is when it's a week after your birthday.
I'm not gonna hate because Christy was instrumental in giving me an amazing birthday present for my birthday. But didn't she just have like a month-long celebration with nine parties?
It was very long.
And now we're going to have another one?
I've actually decided that it's over.
Isn't your birthday over?
It's still going.
It is.
And so at some point, Baron can do it right now or it can be later, but you're going to get another present.
Okay.
I think you'll like it. It was very thoughtful.
I'm very excited.
We put a lot of thought into this. And
we'll go ahead and do it now. That's the first segment.
Are we doing it now?
Well, we got phone calls. Let's clean up these phone calls.
Okay.
Because it is Friday, so you know at least one of our two callers.
What are the rules?
Ain't nairn.
Did I do it?
You're pretty good.
Come on, Darren.
I give you like a 96.
What can I possibly do different?
No, for Christy, that's like a 1,000.
No, we don't grade on a scale.
I mean, she started with ain't norm.
No, it was nern.
You know what broke it to me is when someone said the word, use the word nair.
Yeah, nary.
Like the lotion.
If you dare wear short shorts.
Nairn.
Exactly. But don't get kidnapped.
Nair for short shorts.
That's right. You got to watch that link from the
careful.
Crotch to the
other
leg.
How far from the crotch do you start putting the nair on?
Not too close, I can assure you. It's a bad outcome.
It burns.
Yes, it is. Not that I know.
Bill, save us from the nair conversation, please.
I'd love to. I want to tell Alabama Home Mortgage thank you for advising me and making the right decision to tell me what I needed to do, and it was perfect. Awesome ladies. Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Wow, very nice. That was great.
Did you see Bill coming in? Bill, thank you.
Good job, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
That was a good phone call.
I stopped by there this week.
You told me that.
I was up in Emerald Mountain working.
What they say about the effectiveness of it, and I don't give the whole statement, but did they give any indication? I'll answer my questions, would you, sir? While you were at Alabama Home Mortgage, did they
did a light bulb just drop out of the ceiling?
Did they give any?
It's hot in here.
Did they give any indication about the effectiveness of advertising on News and Views?
I can say it is extremely, like 90% effective.
Okay, 90%
effective. Extremely 90% effective.
Yeah. Without giving too many details.
I got you. But very effective. They were satisfied.
Like, if you were, like, counting phone calls that come in asking about mortgages.
80% of the time, it works all the time.
There you go.
Name that
movie. It might be close to 90% mention one certain radio show.
Very effective advertising.
Man. One station.
Come on.
Very effective advertising. Randall.
Not a very funny movie.
Randall.
So effective that if you trash it, they just sell more ads for you. I mean, it's how effective it is.
What do you mean?
But on your show, that if somebody trashes your show, they sell more ads for you. That's how effective your radio advertising is.
Right.
I agree with that.
Right. Hey, but his name is Steve Adams. And, man, let me tell you, the dude is awesome. Like, if he sees kids at a store or something, man, he puts them in a car. They ain't in a car no more, but in his little SUV. Man, let them play with light. He sees the need for kids to be close to policemen, even out here in the country. And he puts them in, lets them play with his lights and switches. Man, he's an amazing cat, man. He really is, man.
You gotta be careful about the man who lets kids play with his lights and switches.
Oh, yeah, well, you have to worry about him, especially with a man who
I am not worried about him. I was making a joke.
Yeah, I know, especially with
the man. Come here, little girl, you want some candy.
He done it in tap shoes. You left out the most important part.
Well, that's what I was wondering. That's what I was wondering.
Tap shoes. Okay.
Yes, they were tap shoes, and he was tapping it away, baby. Good job, Steve. I hope a bunch of people.
He seems like a genuinely good guy. More police departments and sheriff's departments ought to have guys like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and Talk County full of them. I hope it spreads, man. And, Christy, mm-hmm. Ain't you happy somebody going on vacation? I bet you turning flips about right now, ain't you? I see y'all.
What is she talking about?
No idea.
And then he hung up on us real fast.
All right,
the moment has come.
Oh!
84 would like to present you with a present. Would you close your eyes, ma'am?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right. You have to close your eyes.
84 would like to present you with a present for your birthday because...
It is classy.
Because two full weeks of birthday celebration apparently
was not
enough. We were
worried, but it is classy.
Joey, not the pie! No!
All right, open your eyes. You have a present.
Oh, my goodness, Clay!
And look,
Fleur-de-lis is like my favorite. Like it just embodies who I am. Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, for anyone who does, it's a LSU wine glass. I gotta take a picture of it, or someone should have taken a video.
We're not very good at
this. Now you tell us.
We're not very good at this.
Okay, are we good?
Turn it around.
We have an LSU wine glass, which is the classiest chalice you could drink out of.
The classiest chalice? Is it chalice?
That came from Mosley's store. That's classy.
What kind of wine is it? Sparkling. Oh, red blend.
Ooh, what? Sparkling red.
That is...
Sparkling red. Get a hold of the very classy Fleur-de-lis on the front of the bottle on the top.
Okay, so...
That's how you know.
I'm going to give you some advice from experience.
Okay.
That stuff tastes really good.
Go easy.
You will drink it faster than you normally would red wine. So just know that going in, and don't say, I don't know, guzzle two bottles while you're cooking dinner or something.
Well, if I don't have anywhere to go, I might, Dave.
Well, I'll tell you where you could end up. You could end up serving dinner and then just walking back to your bedroom and going to sleep. And then waking up at like 2 a.m. fully clothed being like, I wonder how bad that was.
What am I doing in my life?
And it was fine. No, it was fine. Cooked a great meal. Everybody loved it.
That is Lauren's favorite wine.
I love it.
I buy it by the case.
Do you? Oh, sorry.
For her, but chill it. And it's that's
I am
a good
so excited. Can I tell
wine.
You that I'm going to drink it this weekend?
Let me say you will love it.
I'm so excited.
Because it's not a super, super sweet. But
any chillable red can get you in a lot of trouble.
I'm going to take a picture, too. Aww.
Any chillable red can get you in a host of trouble.
This is so practical, too, because I'm going to use both of them.
Now, Clay was nice in giving us deference as if Dave and I got you a present for your birthday. Yeah. The reality is that was all Clay.
I will say that Clay texted me personally like a week ago.
It was nice of him to include you as people who might have gotten presents.
And he said, well, we kind of did the same thing. Baron's idea was the book set day, but I did all the wrapping.
Well, I let her wrap it. It's a great present.
I let her wrap it.
Thank y'all so much. That was so thoughtful and so nice.
And Clay
you.
Let me
You're
hide
the
it.
Best. And I will break this out, both of them, tonight. I promise you.
The dynamite.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Is this
the
song you were talking about? Very Fly?
Close enough.
It's not the song you were talking about?
No.
You said Marshmallow Fly.
No, I think I said Mark Maron, but that's not the guy's name. He's a comedian.
Well, this is a great song.
Sure.
And it's Fly, Clay. Not as fly
like
as those,
me.
Not as fly as, the, fly as those gray sunglasses, but it is Fly.
Well, Black Elvis has to wear fly sunglasses.
You don't like the word fly or fire?
I don't mind both. It's just
because we're coming back to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It's only when I use it, apparently,
we'll be
is
back.
What turns Christy off.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Well, it is. All nice and decent, slip of the crew. This is Mr. Cat and Sugar Ray riding through. When me tell a man she have me intoxicated, but I love high man like a genie, but I call me the fly. So me say a virgin to me, I beg her, give me the first try. In the water, call me.
All right, guys, welcome back. 21 minutes after 11. Doing some high-end Facebooking over here.
Yeah, I'm trying to tag. Does News and Views have its own Facebook page?
If they do, it's not active.
Oh, okay.
News and Views from 9 to noon.
Actually, if you remember...
Oh, News and Views from 9 to noon. Is that it?
No. Don't get on there. Don't get on there.
Okay.
Because I had to dismantle it and give you the password, if you remember, about 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, That's right. I do remember that.
And it has not been used a day since.
That was a saga. That was like a whole ordeal.
Yeah, you're telling me. I remember it.
Baron Coleman, saga. I mean...
So this was
interchangeable.
This was long before the squad formed. News
we
and News
a squad Facebook page.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess.
And uniforms.
God, don't sound so excited, Baron.
Uh huh.
We need uniforms.
Yeah.
picture of Lil Nas X.
Yes.
On time. Those are our official uniforms.
If you want to, if you want to buy me them Holstein boots, I will wear those everywhere.
Here's why I don't.
Those are fly and fire.
It is hard to keep up with a Facebook page for yourself, much less for stations, much less for shows.
Wait. I keep up with eight of them every single day.
I'm going to go with wrong. And also that I've offered to do it.
Maybe,
maybe we'll
work on it behind the scenes.
Yeah, but you know, the last time the show had a Facebook page, it was forced to be dismantled and given over to the station.
Well,
the promotions director required it by email one day.
That was also years ago.
That was years ago. Hey, guess what happened? Just yesterday, I ate at Midtown Pizza Kitchen yet again.
Mm-hmm.
We had a birthday celebration here at Blue Water Broadcast.
Was it fire?
It wasn't mine. It wasn't my birthday.
It wasn't for you.
It wasn't her 15th birthday celebration.
Put that out there.
Yeah, no, we had a birthday celebration here in the Blue Water Broadcasting Complex, and we did the birthday duties over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. It was
fire.
Fly. I had the lasagna lunch special with a salad with ranch dressing. We had appetizers. I had the herbed goat cheese, the olive top, the Kalamata olive tapenade. We had the
so good.
We had the where they do the arugula with the Italian drizzle with the shaved Parmesan. We had the three pepper dip.
Three
pepper dip or something.
It wasn't spicy.
It's roasted red peppers.
Roasted red peppers.
So it's not
the most delicious thing on.
It's like they hit it with an immersion blender and some olive oil, and it makes like the most amazing dip.
Did it have 5 pounds of raw onions in it?
No. Oh,
okay.
It was not like the last time you and I ate something.
Good.
And then there was dessert. We had a birthday celebration, so obviously there was dessert. I was beyond full yesterday.
Yeah, that's like one of those you have to take a nap after.
Yeah. Oh, you had to have a nap after that. That's one of those big, big meals. So Midtown Pizza Kitchen, guys, they can do it up for you, too. All you got to do is let them know you're coming, and they can fire up the old birthday celebration because we had more than normal people. I think we had 6 people or whatever. But you can show up with 6 unannounced. You can show up with 10 unannounced. But if you give them a little heads up, they'll make sure they got a spot for you. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, absolutely amazing. They got a private dining room. And they also have a catering menu. Ask Donovan Ivy about that catering menu while you're in there. You're going to really appreciate Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Make it a part of your daily, weekly, monthly life, however, whatever works best for you. Our number 272-9228 on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. I had a story here I wanted to cover particularly with this group, and I can't remember where it went. Oh, this is not it, but Harvey Updike back in the news.
Remember Harvey.
This is interesting.
No, Baron, I don't remember Harvey.
How many times can you get 4 people on the radio in Montgomery, Alabama, and all 4 of them dislike Alabama Crimson Tide?
I don't dislike them. Remember?
Well, your wife went there. So you're compelled by marriage to act like you like them.
True.
But we know the truth. He tells us the truth, Michelle, when you're not around. He hates the Tide.
See, I've held back from really voicing my opinions on the University of Georgia. Because
of Dave?
Oh, yeah, you hate him.
I was born an Auburn fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I actually hate one another,
yeah,
correct?
I hate Auburn.
Yes.
Like, to the depths of
Auburn?
Yes, to the depths of my soul. They are the worst.
You were an honorary Auburn man.
He's from Georgia.
You were an honorary Auburn man during the
Final
Four.
Only because I love Klabe.
Hey, you know what? As long as we all hate Alabama, that's all that matters.
Well, he's trying to act like he doesn't. Wink, wink. Michelle, turn off your radio for 1 second.
Listen, you ever seen Train Spotting? A lot of people hate the English. I don't hate the English. I just think they're wankers. So what does that make us? Colonized by wankers.
Wankers.
So Alabama, a bunch of wankers that we can't beat despite our best efforts and the best efforts of the refs. We just can't beat them.
According to a district attorney, an Alabama fan who poisoned the Auburn trees is not making repayment. Prosecutor wants to know why University. That's the hot take right there. Because the opening sentence is, a prosecutor wants to know why University of Alabama fan Harvey Updike isn't making court-ordered restitution payments. I got news for the prosecutor. Anyone who will poison trees because he's mad about the outcome of a football game
does not have the funds.
I was shocked that they said he paid back $5,000.
I am too, because
where do you get the $5,000?
Well, not only that, if if you...
He sold the house trailer, Dave.
You know that thing, if it's $5, it might as well be a million?
Yeah.
You know, like, if, when you're poor, you're poor.
Yeah.
And someone says, you know, yeah, the power bill's only $100, why don't you just pay it? Well, it might as well be a million.
Correct.
$800,000, this guy might as well be $800 million.
Correct.
So, why is he paying $5,000? Just save the $5,000. Anyway, the district attorney says he's ordered to appear on October 30th to explain himself. He served more than 70 days in jail.
Should have.
He ought to still be in jail.
He now lives in Louisiana.
Oh, great. We don't want him either.
posted a Facebook video saying his monthly rent was going up almost $200. This is news.
That's news.
I saw it. It's not the story I wanted to cover. Oh, this is the story I wanted to cover. Dave and I have an affinity for strange news and The Atlantic, and sometimes they combine.
Truth.
According to The Atlantic, it's possible dinosaurs had a whole technologically advanced civilization, and that we have no evidence of it. This is the kind of stuff I open. This is why I wake up in the morning, is for news like this. It's technically possible dinosaurs in all their gigantic glory developed an advanced technological civilization. It's a thought experience crafted by Atlantic writer Peter Brannan, meant to illustrate how all of the damage done to the world by humanity happened in the blink of an eye in terms of geo timescales, meaning an archaeologist in the future might not even know we were ever here. This gets back to Dave's and my theory that there were multiple really advanced civilizations in the past, probably not lizards, but all evidence of that has completely been wiped off the map. So, my question, if we wanted to leave a message for future people that we were here, humanity was here, how would we do it? I know the answer to this, by the way.
So do I.
How would we do it? If we wanted to leave a message, say that we knew humanity was going to get wiped completely off the map or get restricted down to nothing, all knowledge of today's civilization was lost, and it'd be hundreds of thousands of years before anybody stumbled upon evidence of our civilization, what evidence would we leave?
A pyramid.
But why?
Because Vaughn Road lines up exactly with the
exactly
west setting sun.
People think aliens did that.
There's about 1 week a year you cannot drive west on Vaughn Road at 5 o'clock because the sun is directly in Vaughn Road.
How do we not know that there is a symbol up under Vaughn Road?
Because someone built Vaughn Road.
Listen, man.
It could be hidden, man.
Yeah, but we know who built Vaughn Road.
Some guy named Vaughn?
Yeah, we got the records, you know.
He could have been covering something up. He might know something we don't know.
I'm dying to hear this answer.
Dave, the answer, please, sir.
The answer is that you would build universal language such as math into some type of monument that was aligned with cardinal directions, and you know you could interpret all this stuff that that they knew things based on how something was built, how it was oriented, the lengths of things would add up to certain things and be divisible by certain things and all that. And you could only say that it was built like that intentionally, and that was all baked into the pie.
Yeah, that they didn't accidentally build the pyramid at that height.
I didn't use pi there by accident.
Yeah, that's way more in depth.
Because of the circle pi?
3.14, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
You know, you can, hold on. You can get in
hold on.
Oh, gosh, what is it? There's some list of people who know digits of pi out to certain numbers. I think the record's like 70,000 or something.
Here's what I want to know.
But if you can memorize like 150, you can make it on the list of like the top 100 people. Mm-hmm. Just people just don't sit down and do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get on the list, and I'm going to get on the internet, and I'll be famous.
But here's what I want to know.
Doubt it.
Past 3.1413.
Yeah. It's irrelevant.
Can't you just go 21714456 89, and people are like, yep, he knows it.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're doing it for the record book, there's someone there looking.
Out to 70,000?
I think so, yeah.
To 70,000.
No, but there's a math program that'll run it out to like a trillion.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, when I was in school and doing math, I used to go out, and I can't remember it anymore, but I would go 3.14567. 5325. I would go out like 9 digits just to
here's the thing.
Be, you know, more
I
precise.
Think some mathematician told me this, and I'm going to take him at his word. By the time you get to like the fourth digit of pi, 3.14, and then the next two digits after that, once you get to that fourth digit, it would take a circle bigger than the Earth for you to have any discrepancy
right
in precision. So there's no need to go beyond that.
Correct.
No one needs to go beyond that.
Anyway, Dave had the answer, by the way. I didn't know if you did.
I had the answer.
Build a pyramid.
Well, but that was only part of it.
Klabe.
Well, I have complete understanding of what a pyramid is.
Right, but people now think the aliens triangle. Built the pyramids.
Square triangle.
No, but aliens
doesn't
just helped.
Anything.
They didn't build it. They watched. Like porn. Like this alien porn.
I have the helicopters to set the blocks in place.
We'll be back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Our August heat wave continues, and today and tomorrow, I think we'll be in the upper 90s. The thing is, the humidity levels have dropped off just a little bit from what they were earlier this week. That's good news. Sunshine dominates both days. We should be dry. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. Then on Sunday, the higher humidity levels, the really oppressive stuff returns again. High temperature in the middle 90s, scattered random afternoon and evening storms around, and by Monday, they'll be back in generous supply. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
I just heard something that greatly worried me. Hold on.
You.
Wow. Do you know that's where I met Christy for the very first time?
At
was
karaoke?
Singing karaoke. And It'll Do.
It'll Do Tavern. Open. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just
Not
learned.
We killed it. Moment. I think we sang Africa that night.
We did. That's one of my favorite songs ever.
That is amazing.
What's amazing? Oh, you turned it off?
Well, he had, yeah, when he turned the fluorescent light off two rooms away, the buzz in the ears, in your monitors.
That's what that was?
The buzz went away.
I've been wondering what that was for like 3 days.
Yeah, apparently somehow they.
It's, that's noise.
That's amazing.
It's what that's called. Fluorescence calls noise.
How'd you figure that out, Jerry?
I hate noise.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains that.
It causes noise on the neutral circuit, and it can affect things even that room. It's not even attached to. Yeah,
Heirloom Jewelers, it can affect things it's not attached to. Go into Heirloom Jewelers. It can affect the amount of cash in your pocket. You can take some jewelry in there and sell it to my man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. It can also affect the amount of happiness on your arm or hands or ears or wherever, because Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers has fantastic stuff. When you go by there, let him know that we said hey. He'll appreciate it. I know we will as well. But Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, this is a third-generation jeweler around here. He is GIA certified, Gemological Institute of America certified diamond specialist. So he's basically a gemological genius. The guy knows what he's talking about. And he's just as honest as the day is long. And you got options. Like a lot of these businesses we advertise, you got options. There's other places to go eat. There's other places to go shop for jewelry. But I recommend Troop Booth because I trust him. I looked him in the eye. I know his reputation. I know the kind of guy he is. And I'm thankful to call him a friend, but also an advertiser. And I encourage you to drop by and visit him as well. I think you'll find exactly what I found. Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, a bang-up guy doing a bang-up job on a daily basis in the jewelry business. Our number 272-9228, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here on a daily basis, 84. Christy dropped by as they do on Friday at 11. Who's this?
It's Beelzebub.
Beelzebub, what's going on?
Hey, man, I don't want to go off topic. Is this one of them days where I'm allowed to do that?
Beelzebub.
That's right.
Today's Friday. And Dave, what are the rules?
Ain't nairn.
Christy?
Ain't nairn rules.
Keep going backwards.
Fire when ready.
Go ahead.
Joey, shut up.
Okay. I want to know who I need to slap. Who are the people who designed the Chantilly Parkway right there in front of all those gas stations coming off the bridge? And up on Taylor Road and, East Chase. Have they ever heard of a roundabout? All they need is two roundabouts. That is the most ridiculous stuff I've ever seen in my life. I was cursing, spitting, kicking, man. I almost got in a wreck. Right there when you pass McDonald's, you have to try to make a U-turn to come back if you're coming out of the store, right? Well, They got this big, deflected-looking, I don't even know what that is. I've never seen anything like it where you take a left, you turn, and you make a U-turn. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's stupid. It's a lot of land wasted. And, it just made no sense whatsoever. Sorry, guys, rant over. I just had to say that.
It's okay, but I want to back up to something that you said. Who designed? There's your fatal flaw. See, as we were talking about before, never assume that there's design, especially in a place that has very lax zoning. Okay, yeah. They just build it, and then a lot of people come and they go, oh, man, maybe we should have made this about, like, three times wider. What are we going to do about all this traffic? Well, we're either going to suffer or we're going to put this thing. And also, like, you ever been to the roundabout downtown? You remember when they put that baseball in it right in the middle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they had to be like,
mm-hmm.
All right. That was a terrible.
No, but wait. They were like, it's a roundabout.
Right.
And then about 3 days later, they'd be like, okay, just drive over it. Jesus Christ.
Right. That's so true. Like,
why are you so dumb?
No one knows
everybody
what
drives
to
over
do.
It.
No one like, knows what
that's
to
a
do.
That's a big speed bump.
That's so true.
I'm going to bottom out my car.
They don't realize that it fails drastically until after it's already done.
Yeah, a roundabout that's a baseball should be a baseball round. So it's a sphere sitting there in the middle that you can't run over. Not a small bump of the top of a baseball.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, people, automatically all you got to do is yield and go to the right, and just follow it on around and go where you need to go. And, two roundabouts right there in front of the Liberty Gas Station and Shell Station, one right there and then one right down there where McDonald's is, coming out of that shopping center and coming out of Wind Lake. I mean, one right there up on Taylor Road. I mean, that's all they need. And they went through all the trouble and all the materials of building this monstrosity out there. It looks stupid, and it makes no sense.
Here's the thing, and I would love for a mayoral candidate to be able to say, what we're going to do? We're just going to require driver's education in Montgomery, okay? But when you say that word require, what do Alabamians do? Don't tell me what to do.
Right.
I ain't inquire me nothing. I ain't acquire nothing.
Appreciate your call.
My daddy taught me how to drive.
Appreciate your call, Beelzebubba.
But if everybody just knew how to drive a little bit better, they would understand what roundabouts are.
No. Roundabouts are British communist rule.
That is so funny.
Hey, Sharon.
Sharon.
since y'all been throwing down on Alabama today, I'm going to let y'all know. I know who designed that, and it was an Auburn graduate. So take that.
You talking about the roundabout?
Shots fired.
Yeah, I'm talking about Chantilly. All that stuff out of Chantilly.
Oh, now, Chantilly's phenomenal. That's really working nicely. I use that on a morning
about
by morning.
Exactly
morning.
What your last caller was complaining about.
Well, but he's wrong, okay?
His designed name's by hey, an Auburn hey, graduate.
His name's Beelzebubba. All right, he's wrong. I'm right. I drive that every day from Pike Road to Blue Water Broadcasting, and it is phenomenal. It has speeded up my drive into the station by 7 minutes a day.
When you come off the interstate, it's not.
It's even better when you come off the interstate. What the hell? I mean, there's no light there. You just keep going. What are you complaining about?
That's only because you hate Alabama. That's why you like it.
I didn't even know an Auburn guy graduated. I've been bragging on that for
years. This is the reason why we hate Alabama.
No kidding. But now what? That's Auburn guy cures cancer. Like, you know, cancer did a lot of really good things for humanity.
Exactly.
A lot of orphaned kids from cancer went on to do great things. But they probably wouldn't have if they had a loving mother and father at home.
It's called the Michigan U-turn.
Hey, let me tell you. Alabama fans, you have like 2,000 national championships. You've won like 8 in a row.
They won 3 last week.
Be better winners. I mean, come on. Be better winners.
Hey, that's the main thing.
You don't have to dump all over Auburn.
Such bad winners.
They're the worst winners on earth.
Such bad winners.
You know, I've never understood that. I get why Auburn fans hate Alabama fans. We are the little brother. Yep. We have 2 national championships in a, 60-year period.
Right.
Alabama's won, like, 2 in the last 4 years.
Okay, let me correct you. We have 1.5, and the first one was on probation.
Come on, Barron.
Yeah, Barron, what the heck?
I take the benefit of the doubt.
But Nick Saban only has 5.5. They keep saying he has 6. He does not.
True.
USC won
the AP.
Yeah.
Which at the time was the recognized champion.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I can get the jealousy and the anger, you know, of Auburn fans not liking Alabama. I don't get why Alabama fans, I mean, it's like your little brother. It's like, go away. Thump you in the head. Mm-hmm. You know, we got 16. Be gone.
Well,
you know.
We're like 9, but, you know,
well,
who's counting?
I'm telling
depends
you
on who's
what
count.
They say.
Depends on
17.
Who's counting.
That's the bottom line.
There was that time that we lost 3 games and we just claimed a national championship, you know?
You talking about 1941?
One of them.
They finished 20th in the AP. Every other person gave the University of Minnesota national championship that year. But all these dumb Alabama fans running around with a 17 on their truck. I got a 17 on my truck. I got 17.
Be better winners. People won't hate you as much.
Speaking of, Sharon just called back and said, show me a good loser. I'll show you a consistent loser. I hear ya. Whatever.
I think that's the main thing. We don't care that Alabama wins all the time. It's people's reaction to it. Okay. I don't know what I can say on here.
But Virginia wins the national championship last year in basketball. The national championship last year in basketball. Very gracious. I mean, even though there were some questionable calls along the way.
You mean like Ty Jerome double dribbling?
Perhaps. But even though there were some questionable calls along the way, they were pretty gracious winners. I mean, nobody's like, oh, those Virginia fans and their awful winning attitude. No, they're decent, normal people.
That's just the people that claim that they're fans. But actual, like, people that go to Virginia, they're, like, objectively terrible.
Are they really?
They're like Ivy League people, but like who didn't go to the Ivy League, but they want to convince you that their state school is an Ivy League.
It's like an Ivy League school. It's like the best school.
Blech. That's right. Yeah. And you know where he copied for, you know where he, how he, like, to make their main campus?
University of Georgia.
Copied North Campus at the University of Georgia.
Literally.
The oldest university. Public university in America.
Did you see where Ohio State tried to trademark the Ohio State?
I got your penal colony right here.
Good one, Dave.
They converted a jail into
colony.
I agree.
I was just showing a picture of Australia. Calm down. Gosh.
Did you see where the Ohio State University is trying to trademark that?
I did.
No.
The Ohio. They're trying to trademark the word the.
The. The Ohio State.
And then they're going to sell t-shirts with the word the on it.
Right. Just the.
Tosu?
So
the
RSA
University?
So stupid.
They are the most pompous. They have to be the most pompous fans, even beyond Alabama fans. Mm.
Don't get carried away.
Yeah,
I'm
on.
Telling you.
Don't get carried away.
No, seriously.
Away.
They're a different kind of terrible.
They went through the Cooper years.
They're Rust Belt terrible, though, right? You know, like wispy mustaches and, like, you know, janky t-shirts and, well, they dress like clay.
LSU beat them for the national championship my freshman year.
Gabe!
Great year.
Come
LSU beat them. LSU beat them for half of a national championship.
2007. What?
That's what we were just talking about.
Is that what we're talking about?
Half of a national. Yeah, USC won half.
And only because Mark May and ESPN decided that you can't play for the national championship if you don't win your division or your conference. Cut to 5 years later, Bama does it. Oh, they have to have a rematch. Well, they have to play again. I mean, I know that Alabama has two national championships in which they didn't win their division.
Much less the conference.
They didn't play the conference.
They didn't play an extra championship game because they weren't invited.
But when Georgia had the chance to do it and would have blown anybody off the field, we didn't even get to play for it. We had to beat Hawaii 56-7.
I agree with you, Dave.
Not that he's bitter.
That's annoying as hell.
It's only 12 years ago. Why would I still be mad?
Jimmy?
You want to talk about 2004? Hey.
Jimmy?
I've got two things. One's for Dave.
That's Dave.
Dave, do you keep up with Sports Illustrated at all?
I mean, I'm aware that it exists.
But you don't read through it page by page every week, every Tuesday when it comes out, Dave?
I had a
subscription up until like about a year, year and a half ago. And when they sold it, when Time Life spun it off, I had a lifetime subscription, but when that was with Time Life. And so then they were like, hey, you have to renew. And I was like, renew what? I have a lifetime subscription. They were like, yeah, but this is a different company. I was like, okay, well, then I won't be renewing. Same as Rolling Stone.
So they just made their predictions for this football season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Alabama's going to play Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Georgia will play Clemson. Alabama and Georgia win. And then they play each other. And Alabama beats Georgia.
I'm okay with that. SI curse. I'm good with that.
I appreciate you calling, Jimmy.
I do. I like that.
It's not bad.
The other thing that they're probably counting on, because I saw this other thing today that said that it was the same. What was Alabama playing Clemson in the, I think, Sugar Bowl? No, in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, and then Georgia having to go to the Fiesta Bowl to play Michigan, which is just like what happened in 2017. We got sent way out west. They got sent to New Orleans,
and you lost.
Well, no,
you lost.
I didn't see what happened. we were tied at the end of regulation.
There was some second and 14 play or something.
They never led. They never led with time on the clock.
There's a lot to be said about that.
I sworn there was some kind of like pass in the back corner of the end zone, left corner. Some guy named Tua.
You better stop it. Stop.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Well, he'll play again this year. You'll have one more opportunity to see him.
Tony Rocky Horror.
Stupid.
We'll be back.
Nothing in my pocket, and all I own is upon my back. But she's the girl who said she loved me on that hot, dusty Macon road. And if she's still around, I'm gonna settle down without a hot, loving Georgia girl.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate
navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. 8 minutes now to the top of the hour. We'll get some of these phone calls in a moment. Dave and Barron here daily. 84 and Christy join us on Fridays at 11. BathInnovations.com, generous sponsors of this program on a daily basis. And why wouldn't they be? Because they do their job on a daily basis. These guys get out there every day and make bathrooms beautiful all over the River Region. And they do it by taking everything all the way down to the studs. They inspect for insect and water damage. They really understand what they're doing. They're general contractors. They're not one-trick ponies. I mean, these guys understand what they're doing. They know how to install bathrooms. They know what looks good. And despite your best efforts, you probably don't. That's why you need to get a professional in there. I mean, I'm being honest.
We're just being honest, you know.
Sometimes you can hire somebody who will say, "I'll do exactly what you want, sir," and you can install the worst, ugliest bathroom ever.
No, yeah.
It happens.
Oh, it does happen.
Or you can hire a professional who'll go, "Have you thought of this?" I like what you're trying to do.
That would
there.
Look great, but
you've been watching too much DIY.
Exactly.
That crap really doesn't work.
So get Bath Innovations on the phone, 271-2723. Get their website pulled up, bathinnovations.com, or go by their showroom on the East Boulevard, exactly across the street, across East Boulevard from Home Depot. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com, 271-2723. Will? Going once.
Hello.
Twice.
Hey. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, he was burping. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to change it to a little heavy question.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Roll Tide. But on Drudge, about maybe a month or so ago, there at the top of the headliner was a story about Martin Luther King Jr., some unsealed documents. And it had some stuff on there that, you know, it never was substantiated. And they said it was from a book that the same man had done on him when he was alive, or not alive, but with his wife and some family members. But it kicked off Drudge in like 3 or 4 hours, completely off. What is there to that? Is there anything? And I'm just curious, because nothing's ever kicked off Drudge that fast, if you know about it.
What is he talking about?
I'm not familiar with the story.
There was a story on Drudge that was about MLK Jr., and he was saying that the story was written by a guy that wrote a biography of him while he was alive, and he wanted to know if any of the claims were substantiated. I know what he's saying.
No, I don't know. But I don't know anything about it.
I'm sorry, Will. I don't know that we need to discuss
it. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. Jimmy called back. He wants another bite at the apple.
Jimmy, crack corn, and I don't care.
I have a question for Barron. Uh-huh. Is my Janis Joplin album still here?
It's in my bedroom next to my bed. I'll bring it Monday. I took it back. It was here for like 2 months, and I took it back maybe 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
I know. Well, this is the first time I've been able
You know what reminded me to get
here at noon.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's you that's in the
studio. Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I'm so sorry. You know what prompted me to take it back? It had been sitting up here for months. And when I saw you at the Blue Water Broadcasting News and Views 5-year anniversary party, it reminded me how fire that album is. And I came back and got it and listened to it some more. So here's what I'll do, Jimmy. Monday, I bring it in. I'm going to set a reminder right now. Watch how this works. Hey, Siri. Remind me to grab the Janis Joplin album Monday morning at 7 a.m.
Okay. I added grab the Janis Joplin album to your reminders for Monday at 7 a.m.
Thank you. All right, Jimmy, there you go.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Okay.
When I saw Jimmy there, I
have a friend that's amazing at Photoshop. He just sent me this.
Good.
It's me and Mark May talking about college football. It says Dave.
Yeah, I didn't see that part.
Power listener over here who's also good at Photoshop.
That's
that
amazing.
I'm going to take down my JFK as Harambe getting shot header on my Facebook thing and make that it.
JFK was Harambe?
It better be.
Well, you know.
That's the most terrifying thing of...
Well, it has Harambe sitting in the JFK spot in the limo.
Oh, God.
What? It's funny.
Wow. Yeah, well...
Well, I sent that thing to
don't
you.
Don't lose your head over it.
Hey, I sent you that thing yesterday.
We're only two presidents.
Hey, we only have two open-minded presidents.
Oh, my God.
Lincoln being the other, Joe, in case you didn't get it.
Go to hell.
Well, Dave is.
Listen, man, ghouls are going to ghoul.
Real quickly, I wanted to remind everybody there's a slow down move over law, and it's slow down move over awareness month in the state of Alabama, meaning if you drive down the road and see a police officer on the side of the road, get the hell out of the way. Move over a lane if you can. If not, slow way down.
Because, move. Get out of the way.
These police officers have a very, very tough job out there, and you're not making it easier.
Hasn't that always been the law?
Yeah, but this is the reminder month.
Okay. I thought you said they had a new law.
No. We have a law.
Yeah.
This is the month that you reminded of it, August.
Didn't I say something about if people just took driver's ed? I mean, you should know to do that, people.
About 11:15.
Common courtesy.
Common sense, common courtesy.
Oh, I saw this. They're covering it on Fox News right now. Trump wants to buy Greenland.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Awesome. You know why, right?
No.
You know why? What? Because the ice sheet's finally melting. Ancient civilizations down there. How does he know that?
Time machine.
Guys, I'm telling you. Riley Manning painting 799-1284. 799-1284. Riley Manning is, what, he's in more than his 50th year.
53, I do believe.
Hey, shh. I told him 3 years ago I would stop telling people which particular year it was. When he got over 50, I would just say he's over 50.
But Baron, if you can stay in the same industry for 53 years, you know what that means?
You're doing something right.
You're doing a dadgum good job.
Give him a call. He's doing a dadgum good job, 799-1284. Both 84 and your humble host have Riley Manning masterpieces hanging in their house because he's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. He's the best. Riley Manning.
That one's evergreen.
RileyManningPainting.com. 799-1284. While you have him on the phone, tell him you heard about him here on News and Views. I know he'll appreciate it. You brought a story, Cleb?
Yeah. For the record, there were two stories about...
Oh, wow.
Backsides.
Yeah. I can give you the punchline
that we didn't get to.
I think this is the front side.
Oh, well, maybe.
The punchline? I mean, swinging at a state trooper has a punchline?
Yeah. He had his finger in his butt when he did it.
How's that work?
The Magnificent Karnak will give you the rest of that on Monday. In how many hours, Dave?
69.
Nice.